This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This next story is about a water war that ended during a drought. That sounds odd, but that's what's happened in California, where the city of Los Angeles and air quality regulators in the rural Owens Valley recently called a truce in an ongoing dispute rooted in Los Angeles's century-old water grab. Now, if your history's failing you here, remember the movie Chinatown. Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
When William Mulholland masterminded the L.A. Aqueduct 100 years ago, he had no idea of the environmental disaster that would follow. The aqueduct drained Owens Lake in the Eastern Sierras, a lake once 12 miles top to bottom, 8 miles wide. Owens turned into a salt flat, and when the winds kicked up, the dust storms were phenomenal. At one time, Owens was the biggest single source of dust pollution in the country.
The dust would completely fill the Owens Valley here.
Former air regulator Ted Shady pushed L.A. for years to better control the toxic dust clouds, dust so thick it created a static charge.
It was actually really eerie because you would actually feel the hair rising up on your arm, the hair rising up on the back of your neck, and dust levels so high that they literally could kill you if you didn't have the ability to protect yourself.
Today, the winds still blow, but those hair-raising dust storms are a thing of the past. For over 15 years now, Los Angeles has spent more than $1 billion on the biggest dust control project in the U.S. L.A. ratepayers probably don't know it, but basically,
2 months out of their whole year's worth of payment on a bill towards water goes to Owens Lake.
But that's about to change, says Richard Harrisick. He's L.A.'s director of water operations. He says over the years, the city's flooded, graveled, and planted vegetation on nearly half the lake. After years of legal fights over how much more the city needed to do, a new agreement settles that question once and for all. And both sides agree the valley's dust problem is nearly fixed.
There's nothing to argue over anymore. And so both sides can take all the energy that was going to the courts or arguing orders and really get to just geek out and figure out how to do Owens Lake, you know, better, cheaper, faster kind of deal.
Better and cheaper, meaning using less water, for one. After all, this is a historic drought, so flooding trouble spots now seems wasteful. On a recent morning, a plow was tilling a section of the lake bed instead. Nick Barbieri works for the Air Pollution Control District here.
Yeah, this is basically zero water, and this is creating a rough surface with large clots that the wind can't erode.
This patchwork of dust control makes for one of the most surreal landscapes in the U.S. But surreal is relative in this neighborhood. Death Valley lies straight east. In the Owens Valley, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
She said surreal there. It is one of the most surreal landscapes you'll ever see. Sarah has a slideshow. Click the link to her story at marketplace.org, where you can also find our series, Water, the High Price of Cheap.